Good evening, Foster. Welcome to my talk on the concise common workflow language. Science often requires data analysis of some sort. And typically, this data analysis is a serial execution of a few commands in the command line or expressed in a shell script. But the better way to represent these scripts is in the form of a workflow language. Why do we need workflow languages? Why not just use shell scripts? To answer that question, consider this script. This is a pretty long, complex shell script. What do you think it does? Let's try to piece it apart. First, it seems to take two input arguments, an input file and an output file. Makes sense? This part is checking whether the input file actually exists. If it doesn't exist, it prints an error and exits. This part checks if the previous command successfully executed. If it didn't, print an error and again exit. These parts, they manage the working directory. They create a temporary working directory, copy the input file into that temporary directory. And after the execution of the command, they remove the input file, the temporary input file, and move the output file back into the current directory. Finally, the temporary working directory is deleted. Now, this one line is the only actual code in this script. It is a WC command which counts the words in the input file and writes that to the output. So just to have this single command invocation, we had to write so much boilerplate. Imagine writing a longer shell script with many command invocations. Workflow languages like the CWL separate housekeeping code from actual processing, leaving the programmer to focus on the actual processing logic instead of the, you know, all the housekeeping, the intermediate file management, and so on. CWL cleanly isolates inputs, outputs, and steps. If there are intermediate inputs and output files, which should be visible only to certain steps. So let's say step one produces some file which should be visible only to step two. Then step 3 will not see it. CWL manages these files, creates temporary working directory such that this happens. So this is pretty useful when you want your command invocations to not do strange weird things based on the presence or absence of certain non-essential files. Reporting error on failed steps is common sense, and everybody knows that they should be doing it, but people don't always do it because it is tedious to actually write the boilerplate necessary to check every time whether your previous command executed successfully or not. And with shell scripts, unless you are pretty careful, shell scripts tend to like march on as though no error occurred, and this can be pretty dangerous because and it's quite scary considering the number of RM commands that we have in the script I just showed you earlier. Strong static typing. For better or for worse, shells only have a single data structure, the string. Any object, be it an integer, a float, or a character, or some other compound object, they're all expressed as strings. This is pretty dangerous, and it's really easy to introduce bugs into the script because of this limitation. Fortunately, CWL provides strong static typing. So this means that every CWL step knows the types of the inputs it takes and the types of the outputs it produces. So even at compile time, CWL can validate the workflow and guarantee that there are no typing errors in the workflow. Providing compile time checks like this is really important, because workflows can take quite a while to execute, and you don't want to run into some runtime issues a few hours into the execution and then be forced to rerun the whole thing from the beginning. Automatically handling different software and hardware environments, or in other words, portability. So you might be developing a workflow on your laptop, on your personal laptop, but might later want to deploy it on a cluster or on some container in a remote machine and so on. Shell scripts will typically have to be tweaked to get them to work correctly in different environments such as these. But with CWL workflows, these kind of things are managed automatically, and programmer need not concern themselves with this stuff. And finally, perhaps most importantly, CWL is a machine inspectable language. This means that machines or programs can inspect CWL code and reason about it. So one way to think about this is that it is possible to convert a CWL workflow into a bash script, but not the other way around. So CWL and CCWL. So CWL has all these nice properties, and so why do we need anything else? Why is the subject of this talk the concise common workflow language and not just the common workflow language? So CWL's machine inspectable language does come at a price. CWL workflows are written in an YAML syntax, and this tends to be pretty verbose. Every step in a workflow, every command invocation must have its own file. And all these files need to be wired up together in a workflow CWL file. So if you have n command invocations, you're dealing with n plus 1 files. That's just too many files to operate with in short-term memory. It's pretty inconvenient in that sense. What CCWL does is that it treats CWL as a compilation target. So it presents a much friendlier interface to the programmer, but generates to CWL and thus preserves all its nice properties. To the user, writing CCWL is as simple as writing a shell script, or at least a makefile. CCWL also aims to have excellent compile time warnings, so that errors can be caught early. Good compile time warnings are very important to not frustrate the user needlessly. CCWL is implemented as an embedded domain specific language in Guile Scheme. Schemes and Lisps are excellent languages to write DSLs in. Even including all the comments and the blank lines and the error checking, CCWL is currently only 1800 lines. So CCWL is pretty concise in its implementation as well. So in this talk, I will be live coding this workflow that you see on the screen. It is a simple spell check workflow with two inputs, a text file and a dictionary. Dictionary is just a list of words or correctly spelled words. They go through these several steps here. First, you have to split the text into words, downcase the words, then sort and deduplicate them. Likewise, you sort and deduplicate the dictionary, then combine them both in a find misspelling step to list out the misspellings. So let's begin. Here's my shell. So let's look at the dictionary first. It's just a simple, very, really short dictionary. And the spell check text is just one sentence where you have a single misspelled word, lazy with a double A. The actual workflow looks like this, but let me code it from scratch just so you can see how it's done. Delete everything. First let's code the split word step. So I said earlier that it is simple, that CCWL is implemented in Guile scheme, so this is going to look really familiar to anybody who has written in a Lisp or a scheme. So define split words. Split words is a command. It takes one input, let's just call it text, of type file. It runs the tr command, translating with the complement and squeeze repeats flags. It translates any non-alphabetic character into a new line character. That's how you split the text into words.